This episode is sponsored by Targeted Tax Relief. Do you owe the IRS money? Well, listen up.
It's time for a good spring cleaning. Start with getting the IRS off your back. Call Targeted Tax Relief now for a free consultation.
Targeted Tax Relief specializes in resolving really tough issues with the IRS. If you are someone who has the IRS on your back because of owed taxes, or maybe you are an accountant or a CPA with clients who have tax issues, I promise Targeted Tax Relief can help.
Tracy started Targeted Tax Relief. She's an enrolled agent, and she can directly negotiate with the government on your behalf and work on a debt resolution settlement so you can be done with it and stop worrying every single day about going to your mailbox or answering those calls.
Call Tracy and her team at Targeted Tax Relief today. Here's the number, 888-843-4113. You'll get a free consultation, an operator standing by 24 hours a day to take down your information. It is confidential and secure.
So call now or go to targetedtaxrelief.com.
Welcome to Vegas Revealed, episode 114. The BTS Army takes over Las Vegas. The impression the K-pop group is leaving on our city.
And a new Las Vegas attraction had us flying over Iceland. Hear what it's all about and why you may want to take flight on your next trip to the Strip.
We can subtly move you left and right, up and down, forward, backwards. So we can make sure that you are literally suspended in midair and you like, oh my God. I mean, there's so many moments that people lift their feet because you feel like you're going to hit the water or you're going to feel like you're going to hit the cliff.
And the Backstreet Boys kick off their DNA World Tour at the Coliseum for 2 weekends. And the production, it was top-notch. House shows are really stepping it up lately.
Dana's still singing. Let's get right to it and spin the wheel.
Welcome to episode 114 of Vegas Revealed. Dana Roselli and Sean McAllister here. And you know what? We just have to start off the podcast talking about the BTS Army.
I mean, let me tell you, when the BTS Army comes to town, the entire town feels it without a doubt. BTS doing 2 weekends of shows over at Allegiant Stadium. The second weekend of shows happening right now. But let me tell you, Las Vegas has totally gone purple in honor of BTS and their fans being here in Las Vegas. And there have been some really cool experiences popping up all over town, too.
Yeah, and if you don't know who BTS is,
well, you're living under a rock.
I know. I did have to explain to some older family members recently, and then they knew as soon as I played the music. Oh, I like that song, Butter.
Right.
I like that song, Dynamite. So it takes a minute, but yeah, BTS, huge K-pop group. They were in town for the Grammys, which lined up perfectly with their two weekends of 4 shows at Allegiant Stadium. But yeah, things like when you can actually have the Bellagio fountains change for you, you know you're a big deal. And I say you, but there's how many? 8? I should know because I know the people listening are going to give me a hard time because I don't know the number of them.
I think there's 7 of them.
Okay, 7. should we Google it? We know there are a lot of BTS members. That's all we know. And we had someone write us on Twitter going, you really need to talk about the band members more. And like, listen, here in America, it's, I don't want to say it's new to us. We know them, but as far as like really knowing all the ins and outs of every member of the band, we're still learning.
We are, but we can confirm there are 7 members.
Okay, 7 members. See, I moved right to 8 because that's my life number.
Well, I mean, BTS is bringing life to so many people here in Las Vegas right now, so I can understand how you could be feeling that vibe.
Right. So, okay, so they changed the fountains. Like the music, right? And coordinated the fountains to a couple of their hits, which is pretty incredible. And they were able to go out and see it and watch it. And what an honor.
Well, and it takes an hour to program just 1 minute of a Bellagio fountain show. Mm-hmm. So when you think that, I mean, that's a big undertaking to design the way that the water dances and choreograph that to the music and to program all of that. And then, you know, there's a big unveiling out there with a lot of BTS fans. They were dancing on the sidewalks.
Cool.
Getting into it. So that is an honor that does not go to many Mm-mm. artists. There's just a handful of people who can say, yep, I've got my music that the Bellagio fountains are choreographed to. So good on BTS.
Yeah, really incredible. And that's just one of many, many things that have just sort of popped up in Las Vegas since then. And I say that because there's a pop-up shop at Fashion Show, which is our huge, gorgeous mall on the Las Vegas Strip. And they have like a merchandise shop there with all sorts of BTS stuff for all the fans that are in town. And you really have to cater to them because this is, you know, like you said, 2 weekends of shows, sold out shows. So some people might stay for all the shows, but I'm thinking we have like 2 waves of people coming in, right?
More than likely, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's how the majority of people are going to see. Maybe they came for the first weekend of shows, came early, maybe stayed over a little later. And now we have the second weekend of fans who are coming in. But, you know, we could have some holdovers who just needed to be here for the whole experience.
Right, right.
And there is a big fan experience for BTS over at Area 15 as well. There's shops, food, beverage, immersive experiences. So no shortage of BTS activities.
Mm-mm. Yeah, and I think I saw Mandalay Bay was doing some cocktails and menus, you know, and all that kind of thing. So yeah, definitely serving, you know, that BTS army group, and everyone's getting on it. You see the governor tweeting, the mayor tweeting, everyone's getting in on it because the BTS army on Twitter is in full effect, right?
It is.
And it's been so much fun to see. I was reading some of the reviews. We didn't get to the show, but we know, let's see, so when we're recording this, there's already been 1 weekend. We still have shows coming up this coming weekend. The podcast drops on that weekend, but interesting to read some of the reviews, and I have not read a bad thing. Everyone's saying like this show was full of energy, the choreography was tight, the crowd was on fire, you know, their message was inspiring, and how really like the whole stadium kind of became one. And I guess, you know, that is really why so many people love this group.
Well, and I loved seeing video and pictures from the concerts. And you know those light up wristbands that you get? They had those, and it spelled out Las Vegas across the sections inside Allegiant Stadium. And the staging was great. The visuals, I mean, they are dynamite.
They are. They really are. Impressive. And they seem like, you know, just a great group of nice guys. I mean, enjoyed their performance at the Grammys. I thought that was really good. And love to see them in America making waves over here. And, you know, as everyone says, their music is uplifting and it's positive and it's fun. And why not? We could all use that.
And BTS, to the band and to the BTS Army, you are all welcome in Las Vegas whenever you want.
Whenever.
For as long as you want.
Exactly. They are a great group of people.
They
we
are.
Love it. The fans are wonderful. Switching gears a little bit to a different boy band, Backstreet Boys. I was able to go to their show at the Coliseum. It kicked off their DNA World Tour. This is a tour they were supposed to do a couple times. I think it was twice, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe just once, and it was canceled during COVID. I thought they were going to try and bring it back, and then again they said, we're not ready. Yeah. So anyway, they are not doing a residency currently, but they were doing 2 weekends, same weekends as BTS, at the Coliseum to kick off the World Tour. I went to the show, and I just have to compliment the production. I mean, I was in such awe of how the show opened, how they utilized all the screens in the Coliseum, the lights, you know, the pre-recorded videos that they did of the group, you know, really cool. The whole thing, it was just amazing, visually stunning. And it reminded me a little of, you know, when we watched Sting, you and I went to see Sting at the Coliseum.
Yep.
And a great use of the lights and the screens as well. And I love what the Coliseum is doing and giving a little bit of a kind of different kind of creativity for these groups that are performing in there. For me, I thought it was wonderful. They had amazing transitions. They had a stage that lifted above this square of screens, which was really cool because they were up toward the balcony. You know, they didn't come forward like Luke Bryan does in Resorts World, but they raised up. And the production was incredible. So they did a lot of their album, the DNA album, and then they switched into a lot of the songs that everyone has known for so many years, you know, Backstreet's Back and all that, and the place went crazy. So it was a good show. They have two more, again, this upcoming weekend when this podcast drops at the Coliseum. Loved having them. And you asked me, did they say anything about, you know, doing another residency?
Doing a residency,
and they
right.
didn't. They didn't say anything, but we'll see, you know.
Although, we've talked with Nick Carter several times here on Vegas Revealed, and he has said, soon as the world tour wraps up, then, yep, we want to be back in Vegas.
I know.
They do. They like it here.
They do.
And fans like them being here.
Right, right. And it was interesting because, you know, this is a kickoff of more of a concert type tour,
right?
Than
yep.
an actual show. So I was surprised that they did as much as they did with the screens. It was so cool. I'm wondering if the arenas that they'll play in, you know, will have the same thing. But I was thinking it was very different than their Zappos Theater show at Planet Hollywood. Obviously, it's a different show. But then they did kind of put the white outfits on and kind of went back to what they did there. So it was a little bit, I felt like the Coliseum show was a mix of kind of a residency feel slash concert.
Right.
For Backstreet Boys.
Yep. Yeah. And especially when it came to the set list, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, especially performing so much of the material off their DNA album,
mm-hmm.
which you would expect for their DNA tour.
Right.
Doing a tour to promote the album, which that's not necessarily how you would stack a set list if you were doing a Vegas residency.
No. Yeah. I must say the opening was incredible. And then, you know, the first like two songs I didn't know very well because I hadn't listened continuously to the DNA album.
Right.
And so I was kind of like,
music.
I would have opened with something maybe a little bit more familiar. That's just me. But then again, I'm not familiar. If you're a Backstreet Boys, you know, fan diehard, you knew exactly what song that was and what they were singing. But I felt like to serve the mass group of people in there, they could have started with like an older Backstreet Boys song. I mean, listen, we like what we like, right? I mean, if it ain't broke,
don't fix it.
But it was good. They were in great spirits and they just seem like they're having a lot of fun. I love to see them up there kind of like when they walk by each other, you know, a little fist bump, a little pat on the shoulder. And we put some videos up on our TikTok and the fans are loving all the little moments of like, you know, like Nick and Brian, you know, kind of singing together and that kind of thing.
Oh.
Yeah. So Backstreet's back and go see their world tour. I'm sure they will be at a city near you soon.
And moving to a different kind of show on the Las Vegas Strip, last week we checked out something that's really pretty cool and pretty new, too. It's called Flyover Las Vegas. It's located in that movie theater complex that's right there by the MGM Grand. Mm-hmm. It's in the same building as the Hard Rock Cafe across the street from New York, New York. And it really is a cool new attraction that you don't get anywhere else in Las Vegas.
Are you a fan of global travel? Are you wanting to see more of the world yourself? Well, then you're my kind of people. My name is DeAndre Koch, and I'm the host of the travel podcast, Revolutionizing Your Journey, where we share stories of everyday people making the most of global travel and also teach you how to do the same yourself. You'll hear stories from people just like you who learned how to travel for nearly free, like Jo, who realized she could take her daughter to Disneyland in Tokyo for cheaper than in the U.S., or Rob, who flew his entire family of seven to Europe round trip in business class, all for less than the price of economy. Check out the link in the description for the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast to learn how to elevate your own travels.
Sean and I are here at Flyover Las Vegas, and we just finished a flyover of Iceland. And Sean, I gotta admit, I'm a little emotional.
I know. I wasn't expecting to feel all the feels that I felt. But it was a nice surprise. Jack Ken is the general manager here at Flyover Las Vegas. Jack, what does it take to put on the production that you're showing to everyone who comes here? And by the way, you are just steps off of Las Vegas Boulevard.
Absolutely, yeah, we're right on the Strip, and that's an important piece. I mean, what it takes is really an amazing team of storytellers, because that's what we call ourselves. The ride is the ride. It's fantastic. It's amazing. It's what people connect with. But we focus on the telling of the story from the time you walk in the door until the time that you're walking out the door with a, you know, with a yard cup of margarita from our Lost Cactus Bar. That's the most important piece. So what it takes is an army of people, 18 months, you know, to do the film, to do the build out of all of our stuff, and really just a dedicated group of storytellers.
Well, and let's explain for folks that are listening what it's all about. Fly over Las Vegas, you have different experiences. We just experienced Iceland, which was incredible. And we got in, we buckled up, we did the whole nine. It was moving. We felt water, mist at our face. Tell me a little bit about all that.
Yeah, so Fly Over Las Vegas is a flight ride. And so a flight ride is exactly what you explained. Our guests sit down in a chair, and it's a mesh chair. And it's a mesh chair on purpose so that wind can go through you. So it literally, we want to make you feel as if you're sitting on the back of a bird, and the bird is just flying through all these beautiful, amazing, emotional places, and you're feeling everything the bird feels. If there's a little bit of mist, if there's a little bit of wind, if you're smelling the lavender, if you're smelling different things going through, we want to make the guests feel as if they're literally flying in midair, and they forget that they're in a seat buckled in with their feet dangling.
Well, mission accomplished, because everything that you just explained, I felt. And I mean, it's such an incredible thing that I have never experienced in Las Vegas before or anywhere else. I've done flight attractions before, but never something that was this visceral.
Yeah, I think one of the things for us and what sets us apart from other flight rides is our creative team, they understand how the ride machine works. So when they're shooting the film, they're thinking about, okay, I'm going to move the machine like this. Here they are flying in a helicopter at whatever miles per hour, trying to get the shot with a single shot camera, and in the back of their heads they're going, yeah, but we have to think about the machine, you know. And so there's a lot of flight rides out there that have, you know, 1 point or 2 points of axes. They have a simple movement. We have six points of axes, which just makes the flight so much smoother. We can subtly move you left and right, up and down, forward, backwards. So we can make sure that you are literally suspended in midair, and you like, oh my God. I mean, there's so many moments that people lift their feet because you feel like you're going to hit the water, or you're going to hit the cliff. And I do it too, and I've seen it 150 times now, you know, since we've opened, and I still do it every time.
Well, it's funny because in the world of virtual and, you know, animation, I had to ask when I got off the ride, like, am I really seeing Iceland? Are these real images from Iceland? And they are.
They're absolutely all real images, yeah. And 99% of them are shot from a helicopter. The one shot that we shoot from a drone is the fireworks at the end. Because obviously you can't fly a helicopter over fireworks because that wouldn't be good. We would need another pilot and another helicopter, etc. But no, the rest of it is, it's all live places. There's no color enhancements. There's no digital. There's no CG. It's literally, this is real life.
And so we just experienced Iceland. What other flights do you have here at Flyover Las Vegas?
So we also have a flight called the Real Wild West, and that takes you through a journey through the western United States. So it goes all down through Arizona, up through California, up to Washington, back down through Montana and down through. So it's an exploration of how the West became wild. So it starts in prehistoric times, and it takes you on the journey of how the West was built and all that. And that's a much different experience than Iceland, right? So with each of the films, there's a different ride. There's a different feeling on the ride. It's the same seat. It's the same screen, same technology. But the ride is completely different, again, because the story is completely different.
Well, and I was going to say, I mean, it's interesting because you are on the Strip. There are a lot of adult things about it here. There's a bar, right? And it's an attraction. But you can bring kids. And I do feel like although we aren't catered to children here in Las Vegas, there are people who bring their kids in. We see plenty of them on the Strip, and they need something to do. So this is also family-friendly.
Oh, it's amazingly family-friendly. I mean, one of my favorite thing is I ride almost every day, mostly because it's a stress reliever. But I always try to pick a ride that has kids, because when you go on the ride and you experience with the kids, it's yet another level of experience of the ride. So we are absolutely family-friendly. And all ages friendly. I mean, we have more senior groups than probably, I mean, I've worked on the Strip for all of my career. I worked for Cirque, I worked for Blue Man, I've worked all over. And we have more senior groups that come here than any other place that I've been. And they love it. They're like, we want to go again, we want to go again, you know. And so, yeah, I mean, all ages, absolutely family. The kids love it. One of my favorite stories to tell is early on, we had a lot of families come in. And the dads would sit at the bar while the moms would take the kids in. And then the kids would come out and they're like, oh my God, Dad, you got to go. And then the dad would go like, we got to go again, you know. And so it's really one of those activities that everybody in the family enjoys. It's not one of these things where only the dad or only the mom or only the kids. Everybody loves it. Everybody gets a different experience out of it. And they're able to tell their own stories.
I think the locals will like it too. And if you're visiting Las Vegas, you know, you're mostly walking, Sean. So you can, like, the parents can deal with getting a few cocktails in.
You can get a few cocktails in. It's air conditioned, so it's great. If you're in Las Vegas in the summertime, it's a great kind of a hiatus, hibernation from everything that's going on outside on the Strip. It brings you into a different world inside the building, but when you go to the theater, it transports you to another experience entirely.
Yeah. No, I think it's very true, and it's very purposeful that we have, you know, our entrance on the Strip, and we call it the decompression zone because there's so much happening out there with people walking by, and it's so stressful to get around, and you don't know where you're going. So we come in, and the journey starts at the door, and you get your ticket, and you come in to our beautiful bar. And look, for the parents out there, if you don't want to ride, sit at the bar and get 30 minutes of really cheap babysitting.
Alone time,
daycare,
right?
Alone time, have an adult beverage. Your kids are going to have a great time. You're going to have a great time. Wow. We also host a lot of the locals and guests that go to the hockey game because we're literally across the street from the arena. So we're the pregame bar. That's what we like to say. So come on in, have a drink, have a ride, head over to the hockey game. Location-wise, it's really great. And just experience, it doesn't take very long. Like, you're in and out in 30 to 35 minutes, you know, max.
Yeah, and that's Vegas. You know, we have a short attention span. But I must admit, I have seen scenes of Iceland on TV, but I have never experienced that. And I'm 46. So, I mean, to bring the kids and get the – it's educational, too.
It is. It's educational. It gets your imagination going. It gets your adventurous side going. And it makes you want to learn more and explore more, and that's exactly what you can do at Flyover Vegas.
I mean, Sean and I own our own business, and let me tell you, did this go through your head when you were like, I need to travel more?
Yes, it completely did.
It did to me too.
Yeah.
I was like, I need to see the rest of the world. I've seen a lot of things. I feel very fortunate, but I've never been to the parts of the world that, like, we just experienced.
Yeah, and do you get a lot of people telling you that after they experience this?
Absolutely, yeah. We have a lot of people who are like, oh, I have to go to Iceland now. I have to travel to Iceland. I have to go, you know, I've never seen the Golden Gate Bridge. And that we have a beautiful shot of the Golden Gate Bridge in the Wild West. And it's like, for us, it's like, yeah, we're West Coasters. We've seen it 1,000 times. But people in, you know, Midwest or East Coast, they come here, they see all those things, they're like, oh, wow, now I really got to go physically see it in person because I just flew over it and I saw the top view. Now I want to see the straight view.
Well, we appreciate you letting us take a ride and fly over Iceland. We will absolutely be back to fly over the Wild West. And Dana, I have to say, fly over Las Vegas is at the top of the list of the must-do attractions on the Vegas Strip.
It was so much fun. Really. Yeah, I love it. It was something different, right? Yep. It really was. Real quick before we go, hours and days and all that kind of thing.
We're open every day 9 to 9.
Easy. Simple. 9 yeah. 9. Double 9. Double going to play it.
Yeah.
Listen, thank you so much. We loved it.
Thank you guys so much. And then come back anytime.
It was great to talk with Jack. And Flyover Las Vegas really is a great attraction. So
loved it.
Get in there. It'll be a nice break from the summer heat if you're here in the next few months.
And the cocktails were good, too.
And the cocktails are good. They're really good. I love that bar.
Do you ever say, what bar don't you love?
I don't like full cash bars.
Oh, that's
you have
true.
To take my card. Let's talk about some of the new shows that have just been announced. Starting with comedy, Chris Tucker is going to be here in Las Vegas for a two-night engagement over at the Encore Theater. That's inside Wynn Las Vegas. The show dates are Friday, July 8th and Saturday, July 9th. You can get tickets for both of those shows right now. The tickets are already on sale. So if you're a fan of Chris Tucker, that'll be a great show to check out.
Yeah, and just real quick, speaking of the Wynn, you and I are going next week to the revamped Lake of Dreams area at the Wynn. So we'll talk more about that. Great patio that they have where you can watch that Lake of Dreams show. It's been shut down for a little bit because they were redoing it. So I'm excited to see what it looks like now. They always do everything right at the Wynn. And
they do.
We're going to try out some cocktails and all that. So look forward to that next week.
Ooh, another bar.
Yeah, another bar.
I bet I'll like it.
All right. Well, you know who's coming back?
Who?
Who's my favorite? I love doing this. Mr. Worldwide. I love Mr. Worldwide. Pitbull is returning to the Zappos Theater. He had a residency there, you know, a couple times, right? Or just came in for kind of like a bunch of he'd come in for like a slew of shows, leave, come back again. Yeah, so I guess a residency.
Yeah. And he's been back a couple times. That is such a great
it
show.
It is.
Pitbull is awesome.
He's so good. He's coming back for Mexican Independence Day weekend. So that's September 16th and 17th. And he's going to be featuring special guest Sean Paul. That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it's all part of his North American Can't Stop Us Now tour. So he's stopping at Zappos, his old home, for some shows here in Las Vegas.
I love it. Pitbull is such a great guy. His show has so much, like, over-the-top energy, where people are up dancing in the aisles. It's so much fun. If
oh
you get
God.
A chance, go see that show.
Yeah, it really is good. It's a lot of fun. You can't go wrong with that one.
No.
Hey, over at the Penn and Teller Theater at the Rio, we had someone write us recently and say, hey, I heard you talking about Chippendales at the Rio, and you were talking about the Rio, that it could use a little revamp and this and that. But hey, I go there every time that I come into town, and I go see Penn and Teller because they're legends. And I'm like, oh, you know, I didn't mean to say I forgot Penn and Teller were there, but they've just been there so long, they're a staple.
100%.
For such a long time at the Rio. But they're giving up their theater this summer. I guess they've never done this before. Let somebody else come in and actually do a residency while they're gone. And they're going to be on tour in Australia from May to like early July. And so they're turning over the keys, Sean.
Yeah, Michael Carbonaro is coming in to take the space where Penn and Teller usually perform while they're out of the country. And like you said, Dana, this is a very rare thing. Never before have Penn and Teller trusted another entertainer to take over the Penn and Teller Theater and put on their own show until now.
Penn and Teller are fools, and I'll tell you why. They are trusting me to take over their theater this summer. That's right. I'm going to have my very own Las Vegas residency at the Penn and Teller Theater at the Rio All Suites Hotel and Casino, May 26th through July 10th. Carbonaro performing in Las Vegas Thursday through Sunday nights. You've got to come and check it out.
You can tell he's really excited, right, Sean?
Sure can.
He feels it's a magical experience. Hey, listen, I wanted to like read more about Michael. So I was reading some of the quotes. So Penn says he's one of their favorite magicians. And he says they're so happy to be able to like present him in his first extended Las Vegas run. And then I thought this was interesting. Teller says, I love Michael Carbonaro. He is a great friend of ours. His magic is mind-blowing because he's such a madly great writer and actor. He says, I see him about midway between Disney and the Rocky Horror Show. So I thought that was an interesting description.
That is interesting.
Yeah, so I mean, it seems like something different, different
and
kind
especially
of...
especially coming from Teller, who doesn't talk.
I know, well, I don't know.
I guess he wrote this one down.
I guess he wrote it down.
He wrote his thoughts on
he
paper.
He thought it. It's magical. So go check out Michael if you're in town anywhere between Memorial Day and July 10th.
Tickets are on sale now. Hey, let's get to some tips. Dana, let's start out our tips this week with the return of a classic. So Rumbar over at the Mirage,
This is a place I used to go all the time.
Like, you were a regular.
For happy hour and just for a good hang over there. It's like an ultra lounge kind of concept. It's got a little bit of inside, but mostly an outdoor patio.
Which is great. Because
patios are the best.
Well, it's weird because Las Vegas, it is rare to find patios.
I know.
And everyone's like, it's so hot. It's like, it's hot for like 3 months where you can't like sit on the patio, but you can always sit on it at night.
And there's always misters and fans. Like it is comfortable.
Yeah.
But we're off our soapbox now. Yeah. Rumbar is coming back to the Mirage, revamped, some new cocktails, menu items, and some live music out there, too.
I love that. Yeah, when I was reading a little bit, because first of all, when Rumbar, they announced it was closing, we wondered, oh, and people were like, that's a bummer. It's been around for a long time.
It has.
We weren't sure if it was going to reopen. And so we're excited to hear something positive about that property because, you know, there's been so much news of like, oh, this, you know, Hard Rock's taking over. Oh, they're revamping. They're getting rid of the volcano. And everyone's kind of been like poo-pooing the Mirage lately.
Right.
But it's nice to know that the Rumbar is reopening this week and it's got a new vibe. And I was reading that it has tasty bar bites and I was like, okay, there's food there now because I didn't remember there being food before, but I could be wrong. But I remember like if I went there to meet someone, I was like, you could never get a snack, but I could be wrong, but I think I'm right. I don't know.
See, anyway, I always just went there to drink anyway.
I know.
So
I like a little something, something, because I'm a lightweight.
So this coming week, April 20th, the Mirage debuts the all-new redesigned Rumbar over there, right along the strip. It's good for people watching too, by the way.
Yeah, it really is. It's great. So yeah, cocktails. Apparently they're going to have like cigar area, outdoor patio, live music, light bites, elevated culinary fare, cigar menu, I should say, and then nightly entertainment. So enjoy that. Apparently, there's some cool greenery out there, too, and some 70s-inspired prints and style that bring energy to the space, according to the press release.
All right.
Okay, I like
it. I love some 70s prints and style.
All right, let's move on to Nobu. Everyone loves Nobu, right? There's one at Caesar's Palace.
There is.
And in other places around the world. But we told you one was going to be opening at the Paris Las Vegas, and now it's officially open. I love when you say the chef's name instead of me.
Chef Nobu Matsuhisa?
Yes, that. I love him. He came and ate with us when we went to Nobu's like event that they had this year, and we sat next to each other and had so much fun.
Chef Nobu is such a character.
He really is.
He's hilarious, and he's kind of a jokester.
He is such a jokester. We were having so much fun. So he was, you know, really excited about this Paris Las Vegas location opening. It is officially open, and apparently it's some of his signature dishes, but in a lighter, more intimate atmosphere. So we'll have to check that out. You and I might go to the opening of Lisa Vanderpump's new cocktail garden restaurant at Paris. So we'll have to walk by Nobu and check that out. And maybe next week have a little bit of a, you know, our own eyes, you know, we can see how it differs from the one that they have at Caesar's.
Right. And so, you know, the staple restaurants over there now at Paris, Nobu is obviously a staple. Mon Ami Gabi, right up there, strip side, always amazing French dining. You have Gordon Ramsay Steak. You have Lisa Vanderpump's new spot, and also Martha Stewart's restaurant is coming to Paris, Las Vegas as well. So they're really redefining their culinary experience.
I really feel like that's a big like do-over for Paris, right?
It is.
It kind of like steps them up a notch.
Yeah.
That's some
Those are
going to
be
stuff.
Some great spots that are attract. That's going to be attraction dining.
Yeah.
For sure.
But do they have a show in the theater yet?
I don't think so.
I mean, it's strange, right?
The last thing I remember being in there was that show Ignite. It was like a fire show, like fire and stunts. Okay. But I mean, that was a while ago.
Yeah.
I don't recall anything being in that theater a little bit.
It was kind of like revolving after Jersey Boys left. There hasn't been like a staple. I think that Salt and Pepa tried to do a little bit of
a residency
in there.
Yep.
Yeah.
The 90s residency.
Yes. I mean, Fabulous might have just not been the right theater for them. But yeah. So anyway, I bet with all this, I could only imagine there's a lot of shows that want to get in that theater.
Absolutely.
Because the dining is going to bring, you know, in a great crowd of people.
It sure is.
So that's our tips. Let's quickly talk about Targeted Tax Relief, our sponsor. We have to give a shout out. Listen, finally, you know, winding down with tax season, but, you know, Tracy works all year long because what she does is she helps people get out of that IRS debt. If you owe thousands to the IRS and it's hanging over you, Tracy can help. And we also wanted to let you know that she is available on social media. They have a Twitter account, an Instagram account, a Facebook, and they're always putting out some great tax tips. Just search Targeted Tax Relief. We also like share some of her posts and stuff, but always great information that applies to all sorts of groups of people. So not only can you get great tax information from her, but obviously Targeted Tax Relief, the focus there is getting the IRS off your back. It's 2022. Let's move on with our lives and just, you know, feel a little bit of freedom if you have that burden constantly hanging over you.
Yeah, the number is 888-843-4113. 888-843-4113, or you can contact Tracy at targetedtaxrelief.com. But again, check out the Targeted Tax Relief social media accounts. There is some great information, especially over the past couple years. So many people have become self-employed, become mm-hmm. gig workers or contract workers. I'm just looking at one article right now that Tracy put up, 12 self-employed tax tips from the experts. If you have a 1099. And so that's great tax information. Obviously, deadline mm-hmm. is this week to get your regular taxes done.
Yeah.
She has ways to start thinking forward about proactively mm-hmm. getting your tax stuff in order. Yeah, and really great advice.
It really is. And I was just texting with her, and she said, you know, the latest post that she just put up, she said the IRS has paused certain collection notices during filing season, but the problems are still there to get resolved. So penalties and interest still accruing, all that kind of thing. So go and read about all this if you're interested in learning more about, you know, what could affect you when it comes to your taxes.
Tracy knows it. TargetedTaxRelief.com.
All right, so we have a lot coming up this week. As I mentioned, we are going to the Lake of Dreams. We might be hitting Lisa Vanderpump's new place. What else are we doing? There's a new... Gosh, what, I feel like such an agenda. This is where I forget. You and I are like, can somebody move something to May?
I know.
Everything is...
April has been jam-packed.
Well, the Palms will be opening on the 27th, so we'll be over there to check that out. Also, working on an interview with the big boss over there to try and get some more details about the new Palms after it reopens.
The NFL draft is coming to town the mm-hmm. last week of April. Actually, there's already some road closures mm-hmm. and parking lot closures around the strip that are in effect right now as we speak in order for crews to start getting ready
right.
for the NFL draft. They're having a big red carpet out on the Bellagio fountains.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's going to be really cool. You and I going to John Legend's opening on April 22nd as well yep. over at Zappos Theater. This is John's first residency, so that's kind of cool. They're opening a new attraction over at Area 15 called Illuminarium, and they're doing some events centering around that. Gosh, what else? I feel like it's been never ending. Well, it's the Easter holiday, too, is here.
It is.
And your birthday.
My birthday.
Yep. Your husband's Easter, birthday.
The Easter bunny is yeah. bringing me another year older.
A big golden egg.
A big golden egg.
Well, I told you, if we used to get the golden egg during the Easter hunt in our house, me and my brother, there would be money in it. So maybe, ooh. You know, maybe I'll give you a golden egg this year.
Last weekend,
put five bucks in it.
Up in Utah seeing my family, and we had an early Easter celebration, and I won the $100 egg.
You did? Oh, good for you.
I know. I was excited.
Oh, my gosh. So that's a good birthday present.
It is.
Yeah. So Sean turns a year older. We don't know what we're going to do yet. You know, we've got to figure
it out. There's so much on the calendar.
I know. There's a lot on the calendar. So anyway, that's a lot of ramble. We hope you have a great week. And of course, follow us on all our social media. We always post videos from all the things that we do. Go there and see for yourself in visualization instead of just our voices of what we're up to.
Episode 115 next week.
Ooh.
We'll be back. Let's go tonight. Let's go to Vegas. We'll stay up all night. Let's go to Vegas.